He's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Boy, talk about taking on the big boys. Fannie, Freddie, Ingham County is suing both of them. Why are you doing this? Tell us the story.
We're suing both of them, also major banks and the foreclosure firms they've hired. What they've done is systematically gone about avoiding state and county transfer taxes in my office. And we believe that it's intentional, and we don't believe they qualify for the exemptions they've been filing for. So we've sued in Ingham County Circuit Court, and we expect to get the money back for the people of the county and the people of the state of Michigan.
The suit also names Bank of America, BAC Home Loans, Wells Fargo, several other institutions. Did you try contacting these folks as well as Freddie and Fannie before you went to court?
No. You know, they've been doing this same pattern for more than a decade. And I don't, you know, usually when it's when we get to the point of litigation, you don't contact a person and say, "Hey, heads up, we're about to get to litigation." No, the reality is that we as private citizens need to pay our taxes when we transfer properties, and these companies should have to do the exact same thing we do.
All right, tell us about the real estate transfer tax. How much is that on average per transaction?
The county share is $1.10 for every $1,000. So on a $100,000 home, you're talking about $110.
All right. And how much? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The state share is $7.50 for every $1,000.
And how much money do you estimate that the county and that the state has lost because of Fannie, Freddie, and their partners have not paid?
In terms of Ingham County, I think that we've lost millions of dollars. I don't know the exact number. I don't want to set a limit for how much we're seeking in the suit, but I do think it's in the millions. In terms of the state, and this is money for the school aid fund, Tony. So, I mean, money that's desperately needed in the state. We think just in Ingham County, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars. If you go further than that and look at Ingham County, the whole state, and this pattern has been happening across the state, it's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that I think they're responsible if you include every county in the state.
That's a lot of money. Are they cheating you? Does that make you mad?
Of course it makes me mad. I mean, what we've seen in this foreclosure crisis and all the different issues that we've been involved in my office is that banks don't feel like they have to play by the rules. And we're not talking about our Michigan banks. Our Michigan banks are good people. We're talking about large national banks. They don't care about Michigan. They don't care about what happens to our state and what happens to our economy. And they've been involved on both ends. They've been involved on illegally taking people's homes. They've been involved in rushing to foreclosure without trying to negotiate modifications. And then on the end of that now, they're also involved in trying to cheat us out of our transfer tax. It's just not fair, and I find it very disturbing, and I think it's something we need to fight against.
All right, Curtis, I got to get to a break. What's next?
We're going to continue to look at other patterns. We don't think this is the only way that we're going to be able to get to these guys, and we're going to do everything we can to get financial justice for Ingham County residents.